good people. Welcome to another episode of the 710 Slickville Show. I am your host, Jay Brown, a.k.a. Mr. 710. And we are back up in this thing once again. Yo, got a dope show for y'all playing tonight. Not gonna keep it too long because we got the national championship game going on this evening. What's up, Tish? Hope I said that right. But yeah, got a national championship game going on this evening, so I'm gonna make this recording a little quick. Ash, what's happening, kiddo? How you doing? How that little one doing? Easy. True says she might be a little bit late, but we're gonna get this thing rolling. Hope everybody has had a good Happy New Year and adjusted to what 2022 is already bringing to us, which is looking like a whole bunch of nonsense. It's just like a continuation of the nonsense that 2021 brought to us. There we go. Let's go ahead and go live. Let's get this going. All right. But look, on today's show, we're going to do since last week as usual. We're going to finish this conversation about alimony that we had last week. They got a little bit off the rails. And then going to talk about some standards while we're talking about that as well. And then black-owned businesses. And maybe we might get to pet peeves if we have some time. What up, brother? But look, man, when I tell you, since last week, I had a guy day with the boy. Kind of got roped into it a little bit because the wife had a girl's day with the girl. Y'all know y'all gotta forgive me for calling the boy and the girl, but can't use the real name, so that's who they gotta be. They all get nicknames. We had 1, 2, and 3 from last season. And now we got the boy and the girl that stand here. So, look. Had a boy day. Had a guy day with the boy. And didn't go. It went all right. Went to the bowling alley. Bowling alley was kind of shut down for a second. Got there a little bit too early. And so I asked the man, I was like, hey, what you want to eat? I'll take you anywhere you want to go. What you want to eat? And of all places, he picked the one place that I try not to eat at. McDonald's. Of course. Of course you want to go to McDonald's, kiddo. Now, I was thinking about a sit-down place where we can go inside and sit down and chill a little bit. Have a little conversation. In his mind, he was like, I want McDonald's. I want McDonald's, fam. Don't come talk to me about someplace we gotta wait too long for our food. McDonald's. Look, the bad part about it, I don't remember the last time that I've sat down and had a meal inside of McDonald's. And the last time I even had McDonald's, had a burger from there is They undercooked one of my the quarter pounder that I ordered from there, and that sealed the deal for me. To say less. And so you just can't let kids just order whatever. You can't just let kids order whatever because we get in there and pull up the little menu. I told him, look at the thing. Wanted to order number 7. What up, crew?
What's going on, good people?
How you living in these streets?
Barely making it, man. The hell?
Hey, I know how that go. What up, Monet?
My teeth. I was like, I'm going to be late.
Nah, it's all good. I was telling about the guy day that we had this weekend with me and the boy. And, yeah. Went to McDonald's, my man's wanted to order a number 7. And the number 7 is 2 cheeseburgers and a fry and a medium drink. Not just one.
What is it? The All-American meal, which It's two cheeseburgers and a small fry.
Yeah. My man's wanted the two. I was like, why you gotta get two cheeseburgers? But that's like his thing. Like, I want two, Mr. Jason. Every time we've gone, he's tried to get two. Can I get two double cheeseburgers? No. No.
Why does he need that?
He's eight. He doesn't. Like, he's eight. He's this big.
They need to bring the big kid's meal back.
He's this big. No.
You like Mr. Jason?
I got him a double. I don't even get two cheeseburgers.
I don't get shit from there, but okay.
I got no, like the like. I bought him a double cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. Double cheeseburger meal. Cool. You can have that. Two cheeseburgers is too much. The boy finished that burger in 6 bites. I ain't never seen nobody take.
He was scared. He ain't gonna play me out.
I'm talking about he was just sitting there. I was like, dude, now you want, this is almost embarrassing. This is almost embarrassing.
What do you want from him? My client is innocent. He was hungry. In the midst of the time of ordering, he knew exactly what he wanted, executed well.
First of all, stop eating like you're homeless, because you're not. Stop eating like you ain't have breakfast this morning, because you did. Stop acting like that, because you don't have to. We have to talk about his eating all the time, because he eats like he in prison. Like, I'm like, hey.
I mean, maybe somebody before him constantly told him no, he couldn't have it, and here it is, you gave him the opportunity.
I can see that. Teammates, my mans. All right, man. Yo, shout out to that. But listen, we finished the meal. Finished the meal, went to the bowling alley. Now, this dude is the biggest hater. He's the biggest hater. Now, I don't mind. Like, I'm not out here in these streets like that. I'm all kind of locked down. But whenever it is that a lady comes up and speaks to me, he's out.
Hey, man, he's making sure. You don't step
out. He at him. He's like, yo. I'm like, yo, you. That ain't what you supposed. Like, you can speak. Like, you don't have to. You don't have to mean mug these chicks. They ain't trying to shoot their shot. I'm safe. Y'all good. I'm talking about he.
Married men are literally targets. It's like, women, absolutely. That's the one I want. He's giving off the air of, I should not touch him or go near him, so I'm just going to touch it anyways. Like, telling a woman no. She's like, no, Nemo, pats the boat. Like, what are you doing? He's just making sure his right-hand man is good.
Yeah, get away from him. He has a wife at home. Like, there's him.
There used to be. Like, somebody, still today, like, somebody would be like, oh, how you doing today, Mr. Thomas? And she'd be like, he's fine. I'd be like, girl. Right? I'm like, Sandy.
you don't have to do that. I got it.
Do it to my mom too. My mom get like too close to my dad for too long, like miss too many kisses. She'd be like, all right, let me scoot up here and tell you about your warranty that's clearly expiring. Like,
that's enough.
So funny. That's your daddy's girl.
Look, that's enough. Like, you know what? And I get it. As young men, as boys, we used to, when dudes used to try to shoot their shot, your volume is on. True said, hey. Okay. But as young boys, we were overprotective of our mom. Like, when a dude came up and tried to shoot their shot, yeah, we was looking at him like, hold up, cuz.
A little close. Baka boy.
Why? Watch out. We standing in between them. We hesitant to speak. Like, let me check this eye contact, fam. Check some of that eye contact, fam. Get them up. Get them eyes up, cuz. Yeah. And so we didn't do that to our dad though. He was like, "Dad, shoot your shot, cuz. Like, do your thing. Like, this one you can shoot your shot at. Not that one. We don't like her. But this one is solid. She got a."
Me from my mom for a while, because I was the only child, and when my mom was dating, and like once she decided to bring somebody around, I made it clear about this one boyfriend she had. Man, I couldn't stand that nigga, and I say nigga wholeheartedly. Y'all know I don't use that word. The date still can't stand that nigga. He like, "Nick, Nick, shut the fuck up, man." I could not stand that boy Jesse. Oh Lord, I couldn't stand that man. I don't know what it was. It was just something of a spirit. It was just like, nah.
He just didn't do it for you, huh?
Nah, I was like, nah. But my stepdad, like, when I first met him, I was like, "Oh, he's cool, he's straight." She was like, "Are you sure?" I was like, "Yeah, I actually like him."
He passed
with flying colors. He's been 99 to the year 2000, literally.
They met. Oh, man.
Shout out to Black Planet, which is now Black People Meet.
Black Planet, shout out to that. Shout out to all our coding experience that most of us did not do anything with Black Planet.
So MySpace still gave us an opportunity. She was out here. Yeah. You thought she was in the Matrix.
Yeah, I missed my calling because my Black Planet page was lit.
I had the little dancing baby. Remember that little baby? They used to. Mm-hmm. Bring him back, man. That's when times were good. Or when you could put the three player on your page.
Yeah. All of mine was filled up with like basketball highlights, like the crossovers and dunks and all that stuff. Like all of mine was that.
The days, man.
So what's been going on since last week, Trip?
Since last week, your girl went bombshell blonde. As you can see, I've gone bombshell blonde for all of our listeners. The Jamaican bombshell is here now. But yeah, definitely that happened. Shout out to Phi Beta Sigma for celebrating their Founders Day as of yesterday, even though it was 1922 taking over for the centennial for us. Folks are mad. Other than that, I just had a chill weekend. Nothing crazy. Nothing wild. You know, I got hollered at by a couple of old men over at Monticello's, which was pretty cool. I was there to watch the game.
Hey, so I might have to practice at some point in time. I don't know what the old man game is. It's like, "Come on over here, young girl."
Oh my God, girl. It was terrible. It was so bad. And it was one guy, he was just like, "Yeah, I can imagine you dancing." And I was like, "What?" Been dancing in the seat the whole time. What are you talking about? He was like, yeah. He was like, one dude said, "My next drink on you, right?" And I said, "Yo, get the fuck out of my face." Before I knew it, it came so quick. I was like, "Yo, get the fuck out of my face. What are you talking about?" Like, I'm over here watching the game. I'm minding my business. Like, get up out of here. There's some other old cat. I'm coming out the bathroom. He said, "Woo-wee. Got the locks and the thickness." I said, "Sir, I'm old enough to be your daughter. Go on ahead now. Go on about your business. Go on ahead." He was old cat daddy, too. He had on the nice zapper toes. In his little suit, and he had on his Falcon bedazzled shirts. I said, "Okay, with the bedazzle, I see you showed out today, old clean sir." He's like, "You know how I had to do it." I said, "Absolutely not. You did not have to do it. That's the point I'm making."
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not. You did not have to do it. The bedazzle is what took me out. The bedazzle, and he had a beanie on. I said, "What? What were you thinking? What was it? Did you not pass any mirrors before you left the house? Or anybody in your household, like, for that matter. Someone outside." He probably posted that bad boy on Facebook, too.
I am awaiting the day that I could just dress like I don't give a damn about nothing. Like, I'm talking about an orange cheetah suit with a little matching hat and the gaiters with no drawers on like that. I'm out here.
It was just so tacky. And I was just like looking like
I'm out here like, I want to be happy to go to D&K and get the ugliest suit I could find and be like, I'm wearing this on Sunday night.
He probably was home killing him too. They probably
told
him he was jazzy as hell, leaving out.
Full buttons undone. You know what I'm saying? Like, in my suit.
I had the chest hairs out. Call you. Because I'm the Mac. You chose me. Oh, rest in peace, Goldie, man. Still can't
believe
him and Sidney Poitier. That's crazy.
It's been like a barrage. Like, 2022 like has brought in like celebrity deaths. Like
what's his name? That freaked me out.
Which one? Bob Saget?
Yeah, Bob Saget. I was like, whoa, what? I was like, that's crazy. He's 46, right?
65.
Dang. I flipped that all the way around.
Hey, look, I was about to say 40s. That man was a vampire. He was old when I was a kid, so Full House was old when I was a shorty.
Dang. He must have been an old looking young man. My bad.
Look, you know what I was thinking about the other day. We was watching that show Abbott Elementary or something like that, and Cheryl Lee Ralph was on there, and I was like, Cheryl Lee Ralph is really holding it together.
I tell you, because she was a part of the original Dreamgirls cast on Broadway, so like you can only imagine, and she was literally in her early 20s. I was like, my mom said she saw her, and I was like, what? She said, yeah, Loretta Devine was smaller than you. I said, what? Ooh, child, they holding it together.
Her voice still sounds like that, but you know,
she doesn't care.
Shelly Ralph, I was like, look at her. She is holding it together.
I just don't know. I just don't know. It's in the whatever they drinking, it's in the water. It's in the water somewhere.
Look, I was so I only hope to be holding it together in that way. Earlier today, I was so tired that I got a text message while I was writing for the show. I got a text message, and instead of responding on my phone, I wrote the response down in my notes for the show. And I was like, wait.
Dang.
Damn.
That
should do that.
Falling asleep in the middle of a text. Still in my hand, wide open, like, what was I doing?
I wrote down no doubt in my book. Like, I was like, wait, this is not it. This is not it.
I'm still waiting. Never responded. Damn.
It's my bad. I thought I did it. But I didn't. Look, it ain't even in the sin. This is in my notebook. I was like, I know I responded.
Now you gotta take a picture of it. Like, this is where it was. My bad. My goodness.
Wait, but look, I know we debated last week about the Dr. Dre divorce. I wanted to ask you a question real quick, to kind of get it kicked off. And I was like, would you sign a prenup? And it's not just for you, just for anybody that's in the chat room that's not married, been married, or thinking about getting married. Like, if the person that you was with had a monstrous net worth, and they was like, listen, it's not that I plan on us ever splitting up. Stuff happens. And if it does, in this prenup, I don't want to leave you with nothing. I'm going to leave you with a tenth, and I'm going to take care of your house and your car so you got that. I'll leave you a temp, and whatever the court say that you need for your monthly to make sure you straight. Up until you start dating. Somebody else getting up in these streets then, you know.
Man, I ain't never going to be dating. You're going to need a private investigator to find me, baby.
I say, would you sign a prenup?
Honestly speaking, like, if the money was there before me, sure. But if the money is there after me, and I know I had to deal with blood, sweat, and tears behind closed doors and keeping peace in your home because you don't get that peace outside of the house, we're going to have to negotiate that prenup if that's the case. But honestly, to protect oneself, I can understand it. Yes, if it's before me, I can definitely understand signing a prenup. But if it's after me, and nah, we're going to have to negotiate on that one. I don't know about that, my boy. You better not try to slide in there for renewals. Whoever decides to archive and listen to this later, bitch, my mindset is on. I was on this episode.
Look, Serena said you can get a post-nup. See you, James.
Down? Did I left eye this bitch? No, I didn't. All right.
You know what?
While you asleep, perfect peace. Did I put antifreeze in your food? Nope. Perfect peace. Peace.
I was trying to. As I was thinking about it, I was trying to think of what would be like the hell no number. Even all right. Let's just say. Yeah, a hell no dollar amount where, you know, if they felt like this person got off easy because their net worth was $500 million, but the spouse, he presented in a prenup that, yo, you would only I'm worth $500 million, but you don't get house, car, and.
Okay, so because I don't have children, are kids included in this? Because kids are always a thing; they're never ending. All
right, I'm gonna say yeah, but the age matters, right? So if they like three and four elementary school, then yeah, like that's gonna be way different from, hey, it's some kids that I've already paid their college tuition and. You know, they don't really have a need and you're not necessarily taking care of them in that way anymore.
I can understand that. But yeah, if they're grown, I can understand that. The kids don't need to be included. But if they're like primary, secondary age kids that are also going to potentially go to college or whatever they're going to do, and we have money set aside for them, cool, bet. But you should already have money set aside for your kids anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's don't do that. A lot of other people do. They set their kids up before they're even born. And honestly speaking, that is a fund that needs to just be done automatic. And that child shouldn't be able to get that funding unless they do X, Y, or Z.
Got
it. So that's why I said post-nup would have to be something negotiated. Because I'm not dealing with the, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, nah, you're not getting half. Like, yeah, did I give you half of this ass? No, I didn't. I gave you half of the sass. So... be glad with that. Like, no, we got to pick and choose here. Like, absolutely. Half.
Yeah, I gave half. Yeah, it was. You remember those nights you really ain't want to do it, and you gave him that lazy booty.
The rollover method.
You gave him the rollover package, and that was it. Hey, so you know,
I like.
So. You know, my wife and I, we were talking about this situation and we were talking about the kids and she was like, you know what? If it were me and we had kids of our own, I think I would try to make it so that you took the kids.
Sorry, hold on. It's not lazy booty. It is not. You have to go on theatrics, sir. Thank you. But as you were.
Yeah, and so she was like, yeah, I think I would petition for you to have the kids, like, and she was saying that she thinks that it's easier for a guy to have the kids full-time than it is for a woman from a societal standpoint that, you know, if a guy, the men that take care of their kids are looked at as superheroes, whereas if a guy had to leave work to go get the kids, you know, it's no big deal. You're doing a great thing, young man.
Okay, but this girl doesn't get to turn She's 24/7.
And for no, I'm just saying, like, if he had the kids 24/7, like, if he had to leave work, then he's being a good dad, whereas the woman that needs to leave work to go do something with their kids, she's a horrible employee.
Very true.
As opposed to her being a great mom. And so, I told her, I was like, you know what? Like, I get that from a society standpoint. The unfortunate part about that is, for me, like, society doesn't necessarily dictate my thoughts and how I operate. Like, I can't.
Right.
Not. I mean, you just can't, because society is all over the place with what's acceptable to them, and what might be acceptable to them, I can't rock with in my house.
True.
But we were thinking about, all right, so based on the age of the kids, like with the kids that we have now, the boy and the girl, I would say if something happens to my wife now, it would be easier for me because they're older and it's less that I have to do. I mean, that was if they were mine and I raised them up, like, you know, in the foster situation, it's different. But
yeah, they're very independent versus codependent.
Yeah. Like number three, which is she's my favorite, that's my heart. If there was a situation where I was having to, like, if she was like, listen, she was ours at 11 months and something happened and where we broke up and she was like, I petition for you to have number three. And I'm like, no, that's a bad idea. and that little girl, that's my heart. But there's just certain things that as a dude that I'm going to mess up with a little girl.
I mean, I know a few single fathers full time. And honestly, they've come to me, like, they'll come to, like, their network and be like, hey, how do I do this? Or how do I introduce this? Or, like, when a young girl starts her period, or not to be ashamed and speaking to those things. So it's just like, you just have to use your network that's around you. You're not going to necessarily mess up because there's no handbook on how to be a parent.
No, I was messing up.
Oh, Lord. Because
case in point. So she said, hey, you got to take number three up and give her a bath. And I'm like, why would I give her a bath? And you, the girl, you give her a bath. Because y'all girls just start, this is my daughter, but not.
Same.
And so for me, dealing with a little 11-month, one-year-old girl that's needing to be cleaned up, I didn't do it right. Mm-hmm. I'm soaping everywhere. I'm soaping, look, from the rooter to the tooter. I got soap all up in the fox. I'm like, hey, soap got to get in the fox just to make sure it's all clean. And so she was like, wait, you put soap on a fox? I sure did. It's supposed to be clean. I don't want it to smell like nothing. She was like, you're not supposed to do that. If she wasn't around,
you would have never known.
I wouldn't have known. It wouldn't have been like I was talking to you and be like, you know what? I was watching the fox, right? And, you know, she peed on your boy. Like, no, that wasn't it. But that would be the only way that it would even came up in a conversation until I had to take it to the doctor. I would have to take it to the doctor later on in life because she learned to put soap in the fox and now she having yeast infections and whatnot. And so I'm just like, yes, Monet, I call it a fox because it's not quite a wolf yet. You, wolf, true, wolf. All these other adult ladies in the chat, wolves. NY Novell, wolf. But I wouldn't have known. I would have been messing up. I would have been putting her fox in danger. Sarita, wolf. So
Yeah, I like read Cosmos. Cosmos are going to teach you things that, as a single like parent, what to expect, what to look for, what isn't going to be beneficial. Read.
Yeah, that, you know, I have to tell you, that would have been like Cosmo would not have been on the radar. Like she would have been, she would have been the most tomboyish, cute little girl in the school. Like her hair would have been, I mean, I would have got her hair done. I would have had somebody come over and do her hair. Like just because I know people that I'm like, oh, you do girl hair? All right, cool. I need you to come over and take care of that.
Right.
But outside of that, it's just a level of, it's a level of nurturing that most dudes just don't have.
Right.
Like, yeah, I let her sit on my chest and fake make up my face and beat my face literally.
She does what she can.
Yeah. But I just didn't, I don't have that. Not even for the little boy that might need that hug, like, come here, little man. Like, what, you gonna get your ass up, boy?
And you that's education has to change, especially when it comes to genders and binaries. Hell, because you got some kids that are learning now, like, hey, I don't identify as male or female. What do I do? And being a parent who has to sit down with your child and literally have that conversation is also hard. Because it's so many things in society that are being thrown at them in TV shows, commercials. You know what I'm saying? Now you have same genders in commercials and people are trying to be PC about everything. It's just like, damn, now I have to teach my kid, like, this isn't wrong. How you feel is actually okay. And if you feel this way, please know that my door is open to you. You'll always be loved, no matter what. So, I mean, like I said, there's no real wrong way of parenting. You just try to be better than your parents were.
Right. You know, it's weird that it's funny that you bring that up. So for New Year's, we had all the kids. And number two is highly flamboyant. But I don't think that he's on that slide. Like, I don't think he's made that decision, but he likes girl stuff. Like, he put a little flower in his ear, but he's the roughest little boy. Like, he'll scrap it out. He'll do all that. He'll do all that other stuff. He ain't. But when it comes, and the boy, he's the boyest little boy that you're like. And so he was looking at him like, I don't know how to take this in because, you know, this is different. I think you should be like me, but you smacking your lips and you saying, girl, and I don't know how to take it, but they was buddies. But he was just like, I could see him looking at him like, are you or no? But he knew he couldn't make, we're not gonna let him make fun of him or bash him or anything like that. You gotta take him for what it is. You got to accept people for who they are and keep it moving. You're either going to deal with it or you're not. Like, it's not going to be he's here. So.
But, like, he loves the color pink. And Sarita brought that up. And he's all of one. I think these are all things that are taught. Like I said, that they're wrong to do. Like, oh, I was taught that you're not supposed to cry. Whereas now you have so many black men with mental health disorders and have the highest rating in suicide. Like, so it's things like this that we have to change. We have to change that narrative so that they look at people so that they don't feel like, oh, they're different, they're wrong.
Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's things that, like, you can teach them. You can teach them, like, hey, this ain't wrong. And, like, with number three, even though she's only, she just turned four. And every time I'm with her, I'm always like, it's always just little nuggets here. Like, listen, don't be with nobody that's going to treat you less than I am. I got you. And she's four. It doesn't matter. But, hey, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, and let him open that door for you. Let him open that door. You're a little princess. You're getting ready to be a queen. So let them do that. Like, don't act like that. But so I know her standards, as long as I'm around, are gonna be super high when it comes to guys, because I'm not gonna allow, if I can help it, like, I'm not gonna allow you to be with no knucklehead. Like, if she was with us long term, I know that it would have been rough on dudes.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been super rough on dudes.
Still gonna come to you regardless, because you always planted those seeds. You get what I'm saying? Like, I look to my cousins for everything because my dad wasn't around like that. Given, like, I would go to my dad's house or whatever and stuff, but he treated me like, in essence, like a boy. I learned how to change oil. I fished. I rode bikes. I skipped my knee. I got up and kept going. I climbed trees. I hopped roofs. Like, I was a straight tomboy, hair and ponytail. And half the time, if it was in a ponytail and it was messed up, I didn't even care. Somebody be like, "Mom, hell in your head." But it's just like, in essence, as I grew up, my cousins always taught me, like, "Hey, don't be talking to no boys." But they never really told me why. I just said, "Hey, don't talk to no boys." Or, like, once I got older and it was like, okay, you're now a teenager, we're going to start dropping these real nuggets on you. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that was late, to say that was never, but I always had standards as to, I would never, I mean, this is even implanted with me and my mom, you never let anybody treat you like a doormat. You don't let them come in and out as they damn well please. Have some type of self-regard for yourself. First, if you have no self-respect for yourself, you cannot expect for people to treat you otherwise, and you teach people how to treat you. So honestly speaking, she's listening to those gems. It'll stick as you keep saying it to her, because it becomes almost like a mantra, you know?
Right. Like, we gotta, like, and that's, like, I want to set the standards, right? Like, we want to set those standards, raise those standards for whatever it is that they've, whatever it is that they've seen or been used to. And so, like, she knows, like, hey, I know she crazy about some Mr. Jason, that, you know, and that's fine. But at the same time, like, look, for how you see me treat my wife, this is the example. It ain't no hollering and yelling. It's love. This is what you need to see. This is what it's gonna be like. It's love, and not nobody talking down on you. Nobody's gonna be out here beating on you, or anything like that. Like, this is what it has to be, and nothing less. Anything down here need to. And so, I want to transition over to standards, because I was thinking about that as I was writing, as far as like what it is that people will accept, as far as, you know, those type of standards, and if they're gonna go, how far. It started with food as the standard, because, you know, for us coming up, generic cereal was like the devil. Like, you out here eating marshmallow treasures, y'all can't afford no Lucky Charms. And so I want to know how
you had all the brands.
I want to know how far, like, do you, I don't know if you eat cereal or not, but if you do, is it all name brand?
Honestly speaking, I don't eat cereal like that much anymore. I've never really been a breakfast person, even when I was a kid. But, like, I was raised for some reason on Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Smacks? I mean, that's name brand. They got the little frog on it, right?
Then I tasted the difference between those and what was it, Golden Crisp or something like that. And then was
Golden Crisp, yeah.
There was this other brand that actually tastes better that was in between the both of them, but it was off brand, and that was the one that my mom used to get. And honestly speaking, so it's like I got both of the spectrums. Like, I had the spectrum growing up where it's just like we didn't have that, but then I had the spectrum where we did have that. So I flex between the two.
Okay. Now, my wife got a bougie tongue, and she is totally against store-bought cookies. Like, she will not, like, her stand, because she can cook.
I can't.
Her stand, like, she don't like store-bought cookies.
But I can't bake. I feel sorry for any child that I have. Child, you getting Publix. Publix.
So, those little cookies that got the frosting on it, them white joints that got the frosting on them that be at the front of the store, hates those. She feel like those should be served to the lowest of low. Like, those are like the tilapia of cookies.
Thanks for the compliment about my luck. Those frosted ones do taste mad funny, though. I'm not gonna lie. Your mouth. I don't know what that's about. Like, Chips Ahoy tastes different than store-bought, like, chocolate chip cookies. It's just, I don't know. It just tastes funny. Maybe it's the MSG.
But the thing is, like, the store-bought cakes, especially the cakes from Publix, fine. I smashed those.
That buttercream. All day. It.
Look, so is there I don't know what the so what we say, is it fair to say that outside of the square pizza that you probably had at in school?
That board pizza, that cardboard pizza. Lord, thank God for public school.
Which is,
it's always burnt.
I actually liked that square pizza when I was in school.
I couldn't get with it because every time, it's like, I think the lunch lady hated me. I'd be like, can I have that one? She would give me the end piece that was always burning. I would just look at her like, you don't want me to survive in life. Like, you just don't want me to have lunch. I'll just take the extra salad. Like, don't even worry about it, Susan. Like, you're annoying.
That's hilarious. Okay. So what would be the lowest brand pizza? See, everybody love that pizza. Little Caesar?
Caesar's, yeah. Caesar's going to have to be it. And then the next one to that is going to have to be Pizza Hut. I can't. It's something about it. It's not the same like when we used to go, what do you call them? Field trips to Pizza Hut where you got to make your own. Like,
yeah.
It didn't taste the same since I was a kid. I tried it as an adult. I'm like, what the hell is this? It's like, this is not the same thing. Couldn't be.
See, that's so crazy. Everybody loves the square school pizza.
I'll take that over the square. I'll take the square pizza over the daggone Pizza Hut any day.
You know what? Back when I was in college, my mom used to work for this for the convention center, and they had a food show in which they had that square pizza there. I used to take some of that food, like all the stuff that kind of got left over that never got sold, in those few days that they had the little show. Boom, I would take them back to school. Square pizza always went first. Always went first. Crisp and tasty. Where did that come from, James?
What is that? Who is that? Might be before my time. Oh, James.
he not that old. Y'all around the same age.
I don't know what that is.
And she might be a little younger than you.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Walmart pizza be hitting, though. I'm not going to lie. It actually tastes like the old school square pizza. I'm not going to hold you.
that Tony's pizza and all those joints and so. Like I was trying to figure out when it came to burgers, like what was the lowest burger? Cause I know Five Guys charge an arm and a leg for their burger, and it's just okay.
I haven't had a burger in so long. You know, I've been pescatarian for the last 5 years.
But... Oh yeah, you're racist.
Thanks. I'm gonna bring salmon to the cookout, guys. Everyone wants to know. It's me.
Who brought these shrimp burgers? Oh, true.
It's always me. Oh, I guess you just eat inside, Tom. No, I'm the one on the grill because I want my food the way I want my food. But lowest of the lowest burger, it would have to go with McDonald's. Because I always like burgers. burgers better.
Hey, you know what, James? I concur. The worst burger that I've ever had, outside of the uncooked burger that I got from McDonald's, was at the Varsity in Alpharetta.
Hot dogs at Varsity, and I like the gag. It tastes like a sludge of water. Maybe because I'm just used to up north hot dogs, but they taste like what they're supposed to, and I don't know. I just couldn't get with it. I was like, what is this? That chicken? You know what? That's the lowest of the lowest hot dog. The chicken pork and whatever the hell it is. What is that? What is that concoction?
No idea. No idea. But listen, when it comes to accommodations, are you above getting an economy rental car?
No. No.
I know somebody, whenever they rent a vehicle, they always go Chrysler 300 or higher.
I'm not against it at all. I drove a Avio all the way to Miami one time for a turnaround trip. That little thing was zipping.
my brother used to have one of those.
Boy, we was in and out. I was gone. 10-hour trip turned to 8 hours. That little Avio was gone.
Yeah. So y'all not again. So what's the lowest star hotel that you would stay in?
The La Quinta.
Huh?
The La Quinta.
The La Quinta Inn. So I think most La Quintas are at least two or three.
And that's an emergency situation. Because otherwise, they got me. So baby, I'm looking at these sheets like, who murdered here? What prostitute was here last?
See, Ben says she only getting economy rentals if she paying for it. Somebody else paying for it. Hey, I need that full size.
Let me get that Charger. Let me get that Mustang with the drop. Not on me. It's what the Lord did.
Yeah. Y'all got any Tahoes back there? Any Tahoe? No, it's just me. But any Tahoes back there?
I remember one time I stayed at a hostel. I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
A hostel?
Hostel. Young and dumb. In Miami. I don't know what I was thinking. What?
You're trying to die.
And then the movie came out and I was like,
you was trying to die. You was trying to get trafficked.
Listen, thank you. Boyfriend at that.
It's not funny.
Lord. It was so ghetto. You got to share a bathroom. I was like, what is this? This is not how I came across online. Oh, man.
I can't pretend like I ain't stayed in no shitty hotels. Like I have. Like I ain't been balling like that. So I know what it's like to stay in a hotel that's been less than 5-star.
You know it's less than 5 stars when the freaking blanket is a fitted blanket. What the hell is that?
Like, their sheets be stiff than them.
I'm on top of my suitcase, like, Where is the nearest store so I can give me some Lysol? What is this?
I'll walk in the room and look around and be like, what is this? And then.
When I went with my dad and I saw that, and now I think I was about 13, I saw that fitted joint. And I was like, nah, they probably got one ply of toilet paper here. But I was like, I can't do it.
Here you go with this toilet paper. You're like, this job that I worked at, you know, we had, like, it was a stand inside Sam's Club selling stuff or whatever. They had flew some people in from New Jersey. This dude's hotel room was at the airport hotel that's here at the airport hotel. When I tell you that hotel, when I looked it up, it got the sign on there, $25 a night. I went to drop Buddy off. It was this young white dude. I went to drop him off because I was training him and kind of showing him some stuff on that product that we was working on. I went to drop him off at the hotel. And when I tell you, I was nervous. I felt like I would have been an accomplice. Like, I said, hey, Craig, go on in there and see if it's okay. Because from the outside.
Until you give me the okay.
This ain't it. And when I tell you, he went in there and he was like, I think somebody died in there. I think somebody died in there. Hey, man, you can come stay with us for the night. I let him stay at my apartment that night because I could not, my conscience would not allow him to stay in that place and feel all right. It was that bad. When I tell you, I know that I could have bought some crack in that parking lot.
Put a lick on Craig.
I could have bought some crack and some box.
That is tired of Craig shit. He pissed hey. Off in the county.
I couldn't. Look, the hotel from the outside was so bad. Just think about it. It's $25 a night. It's 25. Look, when I went to my supervisor the next day and was like, why would you do that? You were trying to get him killed. But that was a thing. Like, they were trying to save money. They sent some people from my team down to Tuscaloosa to a Motel 8. They woke up with bed bugs bites all over their body.
If you pull up anywhere and the pool is drained, don't go. Just back out.
Don't do that, cuz.
Back out immediately. Not drained a bit. No,
back out. You got that little ring down there with that little green water at the bottom.
Out. If there's no key fob, they handing you a key, leave. Get out. Do not stay there. Do not stay at the base. Get out.
Don't. You don't want to do that, cuz.
At this point, get out. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. They are trying to stiff you. At this point, you need to file some type of lawsuit if anyone does this to you from your job.
Look, when you're going to be in there laying down and watching TV and you're going to hear some people jiggling the door handle, chicka, 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 chicka. Hey, get this. If you ain't got no strap, it's about to be a wrap for you, fam.
I don't trust hotels without windows.
I don't trust too many hotels that got outside doors. Like, I don't like it. I can't see myself standing. They got outside doors. It might be a problem. I don't know. No nice hotel that got outside doors. Hey, you know what? We got about 5 minutes. I'm gonna get to this. I just want to rant real quick. I'm gonna leave pet peeves for another day. But I want to talk about black owned businesses.
Lord, speaking
right back.
Renew my damn business license. Thank you.
You are a black business owner. I'm a black business owner. And one of my biggest problems is with our people.
Yep.
Bam. I think this is more so of a public service announcement from us to our people in general.
To us.
Listen. Please, we are providing a service in the same way that these other Amazons and all these other people are providing.
Fendi, Prada.
Do not treat us as if, because this is the quickest way to either make us turn into some people that we're not trying to be, or it's the quickest way to put us out of business.
Your own people, man.
Now, I try to be cool, try to be nice, try to be understanding, and part of this situation was my fault because you like, ain't no way these people would do me like this. And at the same time, there is a way that these people will do you like this and turn you into that person. And then they're like, yo, Jay acting funny, man. Like, this dude, I used to order from him. I used to be able to hit him up and be like, yo, I just need some shirts. And now he talking about go to the website.
Process. Stop DM.
Now he talking about he need a deposit first. Yes. Because you know what you're not going to do? You're not going to get on Amazon and order some stuff and they send it to you without you paying. They ain't going to send it to you without you paying what you paying only half. You need all of it. You need all of it. You need to pay at when you order. Otherwise, the shit ain't coming. Don't do us like that.
It's right there on my website, especially for my custom orders. Child, I think they just think I'm just in here with a golden goose shitting out beads that they asked for. I'm just like, okay.
Like, I mean, you know what? It took all I had because you try to be understanding and a little bit of money that in this instance is not going to break the situation. But what I'm trying to do is this cannot be a recurring thing. It cannot be like I'm giving you the best that I have whenever because I know this is what I'm putting out. So when you wear this shirt out in public, if somebody said, hey, where you get this from? If you say me, it needs to be at that level. It has to be at that standard. And if I'm putting my all into making this shirt for you, bam.
Content creators.
Do your part.
Mm-mm.
Do your part.
Because you would pay you to do X, Y, and Z. But black people always want a deal. They always want a discount. That's one thing I can say. I've noticed I get more foot traffic when there is a discount than when something is at regular price. Shout out to those who are supporting me wholeheartedly without a discount.
You're not even busting their head. You're not even busting them over the heads with prices. And that's the other part. Like, I have seen what other people charge for what I make.
Oh, baby, have I. And I'm sitting there like, you paid for that? That's crazy.
$80 for a hoodie.
That's crazy.
Come on, man. Look, we got to do better.
We
got to do better as far as supporting. We got to do better as far as...
We're going to start doing better in 2022, especially when you have so many people that have the ability and have the creative ability to do what you're seeking that you don't have the ability of doing, but then want to dictate how you pay them. That's not okay.
You're not going to go to Walmart with $4 trying to buy a TV. You're not gonna do that. Like, they're gonna be like, get your ass up out of here. I'm calling this. If you try to leave with this, you're gonna be stealing. You're about to get locked up.
We are not laying away black people. We're not doing that anymore. Stop that.
Like, hook me up and all this other stuff. Like, come on, man. Like, hey, I want to. I'm doing this, and it's not to be a millionaire. I enjoy seeing the post, and I'm like, I made that shit. He ain't tagged me in that mug, but I made that. Tag your boy. Get a little small shout out. That's free.
You sharing does not hurt you. Telling somebody else does not hurt you. Sharing the information does not hurt you. It's not going to benefit me by you not telling somebody.
But you know what? I had to get that off my chest. It's been bugging me all day. Like I woke up this morning on one, and I was just like, this has been bugging me. And you know, I see it, and I'm like, you know what? I should have made them do a deposit, but because I've been knowing them, you know what? They're gonna do what they're supposed to do.
The optional way.
They didn't.
Because people get accustomed to how you allow them to treat you, they just think that it's an ongoing thing. It's not a definite thing.
I just take care of it when I get ready.
All the time.
I put the order in, you make it, and I just pay for it whenever I get ready. Like, no. Or, you know, I had somebody put an order in. I have been making stuff, put the order in, made it. I was like, hey, you know, I had some shipping delays, but here you go. I got somebody else to do it. Yours took too long. Say what? This got your shit on it. I can't do nothing with this. This is yours.
At least I can do something with it. My thing is, stop ordering things that are not your size. Ladies, if I have up to 55, do not order up to 42 because you want to pay the 42 price. Huh? Stop that. Stop that. We can get you down to the 42 because waist beads will do that. They will help train your waist to actually make sure that you're not eating outside the compass of where your circumference of your body is. But if I'm asking you to pay up to the 52 price because you are up to a 55 and you're surpassing a 42, please select the correct option and stop jipping me out of my money. I appreciate you.
And the thing is, the problem is, it's not wholeheartedly. It's only about 10% about the money. The other 90% is about the principle, and it's about us. Like, listen, I need you guys to order, but when you order, do your part.
If I'm going to do my part to make sure everything is aesthetically how you want it, and if I'm going to make sure I will want to wear this in public, do me a solid.
Do your part. Just do your part. I ain't asking for nothing extra. I don't want nothing extra. If I'm dealing with a black-owned business, I don't want nothing extra. I just want what I asked for, and that's it. I don't want no discount. I'm gonna pay full price. I want to pay full price because I know that you have a business to run. This is part of your livelihood. This might not be your only hustle, but if it is, I want to make sure that I support you
wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm.
And when I do, because I know what it's like to have to get out here and hustle. I know what it's like to have to put the time in. I know what it's like to stay up 36, 40 hours straight in order to get an order done for somebody. Just to make sure that I uphold my part. Come on, man.
I'm meeting a deadline before the deadline.
I'm doing my part.
Just asking.
We ain't asking too much. All right, let me get off my soapbox, man. Like I said, I appreciate everybody who has supported the podcast. I appreciate everybody who support, you know, the 710 Print Shop, Jade Brown the Realtor. I appreciate the people who support Just Beat It. Like, all of this stuff helps. All of this stuff helps. Like, we are in a time where we have to. It is imperative that we stick together in a way that we had never had before. And if we don't do it,
okay. village can't be a village if it has broken kingdoms. So we got to stick together, y'all. For us, by us. I mean, so, you're culture appropriating when you do other things by going outside of people who literally can do it right in front of you and probably 20 times better and want to be watered down. You got to support your own. Because robbed otherwise. Look at all these content creators being robbed.
Yeah. It's like a thing is, I go high quality shirts. I ain't do the regular Gildan shirts. Shout out to them. Not even the regular $2 joints. Like when you get one,
it loses all of its color.
You gonna be like, damn. Or the shirt that got string hanging out. Like, no. It's solid. You're going to be like, damn, that's feel good. I like this. What's up?
Shout out to all supporters, those who are thinking about supporting and those who are thinking about supporting other people. Just remember, somebody's time, somebody's talent, somebody's treasure went into making sure you had something of quality. We can't build as a community if we keep doing shit as a crab bucket.
Hey, if y'all got a website, if y'all got a product that y'all pushing, put that in the chat right quick. We about to wrap it up, but go ahead and put that in. I know Apollo the Don, he do tattoos.
Show someone put their information in the chat so that other people can support, so we can support. If it's a need that needs to be fulfilled, that is the best way to get somebody out there. You're helping somebody right now by putting it in the chat.
All right. If you do tattoos, Apollo the... I mean, if you're looking for tattoos, if you're a tattoo person, Apollo the Don is in Chicago. He'll hook you up. Ink Therapy Lounge. He got you. Let me see who else. I know Monet got some... she got some healthy juices that she does. Put that in there.
You know anybody that sells CMON? Put that in here. COVID is real.
Gabby Gray's Boutique. Y'all support, man. This is Get Fit Nail Juice. Let's go.
Come on. Like, black-owned businesses.
Shooting Star Prints. That's what I'm talking about. Like, this is what... Like, COVID has put us in a situation where we got to hustle. We got to hustle, but we gotta support each other. We can't count on them. I'm counting on us.
Count on us.
They support them.
Make it a mission to tell somebody else about somebody else's business every day. You always up in somebody else's business, but you ain't telling somebody about somebody else's business.
That Your fit nail juice got CMOS. Boom. There you go.
There we go. We love to see it. Actually know somebody who needs some CMOS, Monet, so I'm going to send them your way.
Boom.
I will also support, because I am a firm believer, because that is a long, tedious thing, and I hate making it, so.
shout out to that. Like I'm saying, man, like, this is the time, man. We gotta stop messing around. Like, this is definitely the time, man. Like, I had to rant, but it was for a reason. Change is coming. Yesterday's price is not today's price. Price just went up.
Hustle hard. Meat meal. Hustle hard.
But this is the time, man. Like I said, I appreciate all y'all, man. Like I said, if y'all order anything from me, if y'all tune, for the people that even just tune in for 5 minutes, I know the national championship game on. It's on halftime right now, but I know it's on. Thank you. If you ever put a like on any of the posts on the 710 Slickville page, thank you. Share some content. Thank you. If you even laughed and made a comment about some of this stuff where I'm talking about these kids, man, I thank you.
For me in my wild dating life, we appreciate you.
Time go into this stuff, like, it's not something we don't just come in here and just bullshit. Like, time goes into this. I have about 8 of these full of material that we go in and put time into it. That's what it's all about, man. We, like I said, but we appreciate it. I ain't gonna hold y'all no longer, man. I thank you all for tuning in. I want y'all to have a great evening, a safe week. We'll be back. Ooh, next week could be Martin Luther King birthday.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther the King.
The King is back. And the King. Look,
until next time, good people. You know what? Go ahead and plug your go ahead and plug your stuff right quick.
If you're not doing so already, make sure you're following your girl on all platforms. That's going to be Instagram. That's going to be Twitter. That's going to be TikTok. Follow your girl at TRU627. If you're following, if you're not following, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you're following my Beat It page. That's just Beat It 627. You can also purchase anything that you like. Necklaces are coming soon. That is coming soon. Thigh garters, that is also coming soon. www.justbeatit627.com. We appreciate
you. There we go. There we go. Y'all already know. J.H. Brown, the realtor on Facebook and Instagram. Also, holler at your boy at the 710 Print Shop on Instagram as well. Get your boy up. www.the710printshop to order any of the pre-made stuff that we already got. The human cheat code stuff. Boom. That's just this is my work shirt right there. But holler at your boy. Like I said, hey, if you see any of these TikToks or Instagram videos, check them out. Say what's up. Laugh at these kids, and like I said, man, we just want to put a good start, have good vibes out here in these streets, man.
Serving good vibes, good taste.
Oh yeah, all day. Well, good people, y'all stay safe out in these streets. We are out.
Peace out, y'all. Bye, Jay.
Say it. Have a good one.